'Cause I wanna be yours a little, and I'm falling in love, oh, just a little. So, oh, let's get lost a little.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to another amazing episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 141. My name is Chris. I'm your host and do-it-all person. So hello to everybody who's been listening in the past bunch of shows. If you're a new listener, welcome, welcome, welcome. We appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in and checking out all this great Canadian music. So we've got quite the mix for you this week, and that you heard up there first was Alina Felici and her new single, Let's Get Lost Together. It is currently available out there for all of you. And let's see what we have to say about them. Singer, songwriter, spoken word artist Alina Felici has released a new single in celebration of Pride Month. Let's Get Lost Together is now available. The dance pop anthem celebrates the coming out experience and getting lost to find yourself. Alina hopes the song can help those struggling to come to terms with who they are, as well as those that are on their lifelong journey away from shame into love and pride. The song departs slightly from Alina's usual sound into a world of colorful synth pop driven by irresistible disco grooves. She says, "If I'm writing a queer anthem, it's gonna have to be a little gay." I found this song absolutely enjoyable. So thank you, Alina, for writing it and sharing it with everybody here. So Alina was born to Canadian parents and spent most of her formative years in Singapore before she moved back to Canada to attend university. And then she relocated to Dublin, Ireland, where she's been working exclusively in the music industry and founded Red Vine Records. So if you want to get more of these songs, go check out her stuff. There will be links in our show notes over on our webpage over at canada.insomniaradio.net. That's right. That's where you can go to find all the show notes, all the links to all your favorite artists, and get more information about what's going on. Yeah. Awesome stuff. So like I said, we have 6 fantastic tracks for you, a couple of repeat musicians that we've played on the show in the past. One of them was from like last summer, so it's been a while since we've played their stuff. But all in all, I hope you enjoy this week's show. And with that being said, I'm going to jump us into the next track.
Floating in the river, floating in the river, see you in a shiver, floating beside me. Take another picture, it will last much longer. When I find myself dry, I will not remember. Floating in the river, you're floating beside me. Floating in the river, you're floating beside me.
There's no
there you have it, folks. Two more great Canadian tracks, right? Great stuff. So first we had Patir and her track Floating. Last summer we covered her track Soleil. And she says, with things starting to reopen in Ontario, I'm excited to share my first song of the summer. The song was a mellower direction for me and very close to my heart. It was inspired by the bittersweet joy of being with someone you love, knowing it's not going to last. You can check out the song over on Spotify. Yep, available over on Spotify. It's awesome stuff, right? And, of course, then we played one of my more favorite bumpers. I do need new ones. That one there is from our first year of the show. So it's like from 8 years ago. In case you guys don't recognize the voice, it was Ian from Devil Experience. And if you've checked out our Facebook page on July 2nd, you would notice that I shared a post from them saying that they have cut their one EP out on vinyl, made 50 copies. It's never going to be reprinted. You should go grab it. If you're a vinyl collector, it's well worth having. And it has one of my favorite songs, Glimmershot, on it. So if you're a Destiny fan and you play Destiny on whichever preferred platform you play it on, it's got that track on there. Glimmershot is a Destiny track. So yeah, go grab it. Right? Yeah. Awesome stuff. Then we had our third track of the show, and this is also a band we have played before. This was Paragon Cause, and the track is with Soon Rose of the Ravenettes and Liam Howard from Sneaker Pimps and Lana Del Rey. And the track we played from them is Disconnected. It's from their upcoming album, Autopilot, which will be out in August. And they've recorded three singles and the full album. So it should be a great thing. This track was a little fun, I think, right? So I'm going to play you something really different and odd next and see what you think. And I'm all about the variety, and I am keeping a kicker of a track for the last track of the show. I'm going to blame the not being able to talk on the crazy weather we've had here, because we've gone from like the high 30 degrees Celsius down to 22 with thunderstorms for the last couple of days off and on. And the weather's just been like up and down and up and down temperature-wise and weather-wise. And at least this morning was beautiful and cool and breezy. And I get to sit outside with my dogs and enjoy a nice cup of coffee in the gazebo and just be for a little bit, right? Awesome stuff. Anyways, let's get to some music and check out this different track for you.
neighbor. Ça va?
Hi, neighbor. Hola.
Hola, hola.
Mojave.
Bonjour.
Hey, this is Gar Reed and Tina LeMay of Eclecticus.
Thanks for tuning in to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Come over to the dark side. We have candy.
And by candy, we mean great music. Enjoy the show.
Lose my love, I'll make sure you know, so you don't have to wait. I won't drag it all out. And if I ever lose my love, I'll make sure it shows, so you won't search my face to affirm all your doubts. And if I ever lose my love, I'll make sure you're there, right in step with my heart, though our paths must diverge. And if I ever lose my love, I'll make you aware, so we don't have to speak wicked, torturous words. And finding I had lost my love, well, what would you do? Would you fall to the ground? Would you doff self-control? If I were to lose my love, would you lose yours too and be coldly indifferent and indifferently cold? Love can sometimes slip away. My love, I'll make sure you know, so it won't be so hard to go. sometimes slip away. My love, I'll make sure you know, so that I can go.
So I'll be interested to hear the feedback from those two tracks, because you just never know what people are going to say about music, whether they like it or not. So track four from the show was Kevin Hearn and Cosmic Crew's Michael Ray and I'm sorry, folks. I'm going to get this name wrong. Larnaha. I'm really sorry. Really, really sorry. Larnaha Phillips Ray. Say, hello, hello, which is the track name. So Michael and Larna. I'm going to hope it's just Larna, because otherwise I'm getting this name really, really wrong. And I'm really, really sorry. they are from the Sun Ra Orchestra. And Kevin Hearn, good Canadians will know this name, he is from Bare Naked Ladies. So this song, they offered up back in the end of June. They offered the song in honor of World Unity Week. And they included the word hello in the song in several languages, including some extraterrestrial tongues. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track, right? It's pretty fun. And then we had, where did it go? Joseph Brooks Organ and his track, Make Sure You Know. It's his new single. And he originally comes from London, Ontario, but is currently calling Toronto, Ontario his home. The sophomore album is a follow-up to his debut EP, Tape, which came out in 2013. So, hopefully you guys enjoy those two tracks. I definitely have a much more awake, make sure you're still with us kicking track for the last track of the show. But before we get there, we have a few little things to take care of. So you guys have noticed, I play bumpers between the tracks. I play this instead of having advertising currently, because it's much more fun and entertaining, and it's a chance for artists to keep their names out there in my audience listening and remind you that, hey, I haven't listened to that band in a while. Let's go back and listen to some of their stuff. Or for fans to get their voice on the show. Many of my tracks have come from Dave from the Budcast. Now, granted, I sent him bumpers for his show as well. So it's a fair trade, right? So for those of you who may want to get your voices on the show, send me a little bumper. It just needs to include your name and, hey, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, and any other fun, creative little tidbits you'd like to do, right? I do have one out there that I haven't used in a while, but it's an air raid taking place in Britain while they're announcing the show. So, all fun stuff, right? But yes, if you'd like to do that, send me something. You can just record it on your phone, audio recorder, and email the MP3 to me. That is fine. That is totally good enough quality. I can work with that. But send them in to chris@insomniaradio.net. This is also where, if you are a band, you can send me your music and get it played. If you're a band and you want to get your music played, include in that email the track you would like me to play or listen to. And if it's coming out as part of an EP, send me the track you want played and then a link to the EP on SoundCloud or something, or a private playlist or whatever it works for you. SoundCloud, Spotify, I can download from both. They're quite easy. Happy to get stuff through WeTransfer and Dropbox, so long as you send me the link to actually download it in the email, the first email, not me reaching out on the second or third email and saying, send me a link. Include the band name, where you're from, members of the band, information about the band, links to all your social medias. I will link to one of them in my show notes, and you'll get more traffic that way, right? It's awesome stuff. Send me all your deets, and I am more likely to get your stuff on the show. If you've sent me stuff and I have not replied, and it's been more than 2 weeks, feel free to drop me a note and touch base with me and say, hey, did you get it? It may have gotten buried. I'm slowly working myself out of a 2 to 3 year backlog where I've gotten to the point where anything that's come from a promoter that's more than 6 months old has probably been deleted, because a lot of the links to download the stuff from them disappear after a month or two. So if I haven't touched base with you or said, yeah, absolutely, I'm playing this, feel free, touch base with me. I don't mind getting the extra email. If you want to leave me feedback about the show, a particular track you loved, or a band that you think I should play, feel free to send me that as well. If they're Canadian, there's a chance that I would be willing to play them. Feel free to reach out your favorite bands and say, hey, there's this podcast radio show that might be interested in playing your tracks. Tell them to send me their stuff. If you want to see more of what we're up to, we do have a Facebook page, and you can just Google Insomnia Radio Canada. You will find us quite easy. We try to post at least once a week with the show notes to let you guys know what we've been playing. Sometimes I post more than that, right? Sometimes I post less. Like this week, we posted the double experience thingy. Plus, I posted this really awesome alternative Canadian flag that was done by a native artist. The style reminds me very much of the Haida art from the West Coast in BC. And I shared that because it is very awesome and it reflects a lot of cool things about Canada that a lot of people won't know. Now, I'm recording this on July 2nd. Yesterday was Canada Day. And across the country, many people did not celebrate Canada Day. They chose instead to have a day of reflection, a day of coming together and support for the Native communities. Because if you've been watching the news, so many bodies have been dug up in unmarked graves that the residential school survivors had been telling legal authorities and such that those were there. They knew they were there. And it's been a very rough, touchy topic for many people. And a lot of the comments that I've seen when friends have posted saying that their shops are not celebrating Canada Day, but instead they are making donations based on a certain percentage of every sale they have in their stores, going to support Indigenous cultures through some program or support program or art museums or whatever. And they've been getting a lot of nasty whiplash saying that we should be celebrating Canada Day because we are a fantastic country and it's, you know, we're celebrating us being known as a country. And nobody that's making those comments is really paying attention to the message that is coming for why these people are taking a step back this year and not celebrating and instead, you know, trying to support the Native communities. The last residential school in Canada only closed a couple decades ago. People are like, oh, this is all in the past. It was done hundreds of years ago. It's like, no, these residential schools operated right up into the last couple of decades. It's kind of scary. And to even be able to comprehend what those children and those families went through. I am a parent. And I cannot imagine having my child ripped out of my arms when they were 5 years old or younger and never knowing what happens to them. It's kind of scary. So there are all kinds of articles out there that people are posting backed with historical facts and documented information. And I encourage every single one of you to at least read it and be informed so that if it does come up in a discussion somewhere at some point in time, you have actual knowledge and not hearsay of, you know, well, so-and-so said, or, you know, I read it on Facebook. Well, if you read it on Facebook, follow up, look for the documentation, look for them to have provided links to where they found their documentation, be informed, be educated, and then make your decisions because, not everything happens in other countries. Not everything happens to those other people. We're not like that here. Be educated. That education is like the best thing you can do. Be educated so that you are knowledgeable. So that when somebody speaks up and says something that's hearsay, you can say, well, actually, there's documentation to prove. And share the information. And chances are you will never, ever change somebody's mind. But maybe you'll have sparked that. Well, maybe my information is wrong and they'll look it up too. You never know. But it is a touchy topic and I don't want to dwell on it. But here in my house, we like to be informed and educated and be able to support and be an ally, whether it's for the natives in our community or across the country or for somebody who's come out of the closet and their parents have not been supportive. You know, I don't care if you identify as pan, asexual, gay, bi, whatever. If you are not getting the support at home, please know that you do have the support here. And I will send you virtual hugs and listen to you if you need somebody to listen to you, if that's all you need. This is a safe household. And hopefully you have resources out there. But if you don't, I'm your ally. I am here for you. And I will make time for you when I can, where I can, however I can. So, with all that said and aside, and not trying to babble on all these touchy topics that may make me a less than popular person, which I don't care. I am who I am. Take it or leave it. I'm going to play you one last track for this week's show. Our last track for this week comes to us from Steve Mariner. He's making a move to be a solo artist. His new album, Hope Dies Last, comes out July 2nd, so that's today, on Stony Plain Records. He is based out of Ottawa, Ontario, and he's bringing out a full 10-track album. So, this is the first single off the album. Hopefully you guys like this track, and we'll check out more of his stuff. Be safe. Be well. And we will catch you in a week's time for show 142. Ciao.
I'm an alley kid in the dead of night. If you wish I may, then I just might. Baby, running wild, grab my mane and take a ride. Got your finger on the button, I'm standing by. You said your thing, and I'll say how high. I'm a puppy dog with a big old bone. Just call my name and I'll bring it on home. I'm a honeybee that I don't sting, but I'll sting all night if it's yours.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.